Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wolma.
I'm Rachel Santos.
I'm Johnny Santos.
I'm Sean Francis.
And I'm James River.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
It's a dating app that exclusively shows you people who are also completely into, or at the very least, completely tolerating of your specific kinks. So like you can swipe right all you want because you never have to be nervous about divulging your love of CBT again, which is like cock and ball torture.
I think fetish apps already exist.
I don't know. I've been in a relationship. Yeah. With, like
we've been in a relationship since before Tinder. So
okay. They exist. Like I'm not into ethical non-monogamy or none of that shit, but I use the dating apps for it because the only ones where it's just like, it's straightforward, you know?
I wasn't sure if there were actual apps for all the fetishes or if it was like, well, you go to some bulletin board somewhere.
Right? I thought it was just like Craigslist thing.
Yeah, honestly, you just like walk into a bathroom stall and just kind of hope for the best. Whichever one has the hole in the side, that's the one that you stick around to.
So the other person wouldn't have to have the fetish. They would just have to tolerate it.
Yeah. So like if you're like, you know, super into like a specific like kink or fetish or something, you have that like locked in to you specifically. And then it only shows you people who are also either fully into it or very tolerating. Like they're like they're good with it, but it's not for them, you know? That way, like, yeah. You know, if you're into some like real heavy stuff, you don't have to worry about it because that's already, you're only being shown people who are also into that real heavy stuff.
Could it also be, okay, all of the embarrassing things, like I have hepatitis, incurable hepatitis or something.
Yeah, you could probably.
And they've tolerated that. But it's like, beyond kinks, like other things, I have $50,000 in debt. I have heard about bowel syndrome. Like, so you don't have to worry about any of your embarrassing features beyond fetishes. Like, they've already okayed it all.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get a patent. In my idea, that's like the first thing that I went to. So I just thought that'd be just like fun and kooky. You know, but I mean, I guess like with that, there are plenty of, you know, other, I feel like there's got to be an app already for something like that, you know?
Oh, there's,
because I'm pretty sure
there's all kinds of ones.
I think there's one for like herpes, isn't there?
There's just STD positive ones in general. Yeah, I don't have any.
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot about these.
It's called being a very lonely single man is what it is.
Just find yourself on hdateherpes.com.
Hey, man, you know, if it hit right.
What is it? 50% of the population has it?
They say.
And 51. I'm just kidding.
Could you, this could go back to the fetishes, but also to other things. Like, because mostly it's men who have fetishes, right?
I think it's very.
Everyone does.
It's not everyone, but I listened to a lot of Dr. Drew. I think he said it's something like 90% or something like that, just of the population has either a fetish or a kink in some way. Yeah, like it's actually
10% lie.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I definitely don't like getting my face slapped super hard.
Could it be a sliding scale, like I'll accept this one that most people kind of don't like. I'll accept that the guy has this fetish if he makes over 100K. She'll accept like a farther off the normal path if he makes 150K.
That sounds fair.
Like, what's like the worst fetish that people hate the most? Like, maybe it's like adult baby or something. She'll accept an adult baby, but only if he makes over 250K. Could you configure like something in the app where it's like
that's a lot of diapers.
Like,
I hate that. You're so accepted much. Of the fetish
with conditions. It's not just an all or nothing thing.
Yeah, so I'm cool with this asterisk.
Yeah, I don't know how you would put that in the app.
I mean,
maybe you could have a leveling system in the app,
like a tier system
that you force everybody to do. Or, yeah.
I mean, with AI, they could definitely create this algorithm for sure. Honestly, it's more incredible this doesn't exist.
Well, it's the reason it doesn't exist is because they have to find ways to like extort money out of people.
Or have people just be honest about their fetishes.
I always found it odd. This is sort of a side tangent. Like tax apps. This happens with a lot of apps where they come out with the app. It's better than like not using the app. So everybody signs up on board and then they don't improve it for 15 years. Like they fire every single programmer and it just sits there and it doesn't improve at all. I think dating apps might be in that phase, like OkCupid and Match, whatever. They came out maybe 10, 15 years ago, and then they just fired all the programmers. It's now a business that just rakes in money. They don't do anything. They don't improve it. They don't add features.
Well, they're all owned by the Match Group.
Yeah.
Like most of them.
That's a weird thing that apps seem to do is like they just stop improving.
They have that if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality, but they're also not going to make it any better in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
The creativity podcast, everyone.
I think I just killed all the fun of the idea when I got into the nerd tax software thing.
I hate TurboTax so much. The only thing worse is FreeTax USA, which is not as good to use, but I mean, it's free, but.
Well, let's drop the whole tax software conversation. So back to the fetish thing. So you could have the tiered thing of like, to allow this fetish, they must have a lot of other positive qualities. It could be like, another thing could be like,
you got to unlock it. It's like the premium subscriptions.
Yeah. Or it's like, I'll tolerate this fetish once a year. This is your birthday. This is the only day we're doing it.
Oh, God.
There could be that.
Yeah. There's the one-offs, I guess. God, I lost what I was going to say. It was going to be gross, so it's probably a good thing I forgot it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could probably do that. Like, it's a thing where it's like a secret feature, I guess, that once you unlock a person, maybe it gives you that, like, opening. And then if, you know, certain criteria is met, it's like a video game, just achievement unlocked.
Any shows or anything you want to plug before we go?
Yeah, come check out Mondays at the Comedy Project, Comedy Outlet Mondays, every Monday at 7 p.m. in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I also perform on the weekends there, so check out their weekend shows, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 and 10, for improv and sketch specifically. But Monday, we got a little bit of everything.
I'm at Comedy at the Creek in Diamonddale, Michigan on September 23rd.
Cool.
Us too.
Nice.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This Friday, I'm going to be in Waterford at the Irish Tavern with Mikeaholics.
I'm doing Detroit to LA at Mark Ridley's on the 12th. I've got a sad clown comedy show on the 14th.
So I'm doing Sean's show, Comedy Outlet Monday, on September 18th. I have a Twitch stream called Gamey McFitness that's unrelated to comedy. I build video game controllers into fitness machines.
What? And then
play games on them. I just finished the rowing machine one. I'm going to try right after this. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.